like show that we were watching. What do you know?
Yeah.
Westworld, and all of these people get murdered, and it's like horrible. And Matt's like, and you can't watch Game of Thrones? And I was like, yeah, you're probably right. I could probably watch it.
I think so.
I've watched all, like, the big deaths on YouTube because...
What is wrong with you?
Like, I watched The Red Wedding
on Why? YouTube.
I don't know. I don't like How... suspense. I just, ugh.
Well... How can you enjoy watching it then without knowing any of the characters? You're like, oh, look, everyone dies. But you're not like, oh my God.
I'm not invested. Yeah, I should.
You're not invested.
I don't know. I have a lot of other shows to finish, like Westworld.
I haven't watched any of that.
Oh, it's so good. It's real good.
I just started watching Dark Shadows. I think you're like. Not Dark Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
No, not that one either, but I have seen a lot of that, and that's funny. Twin Peaks.
Did they remake it, or are you watching the old
one? I'm watching the old one.
Okay, yeah. That show gave me nightmares.
It gave me nightmares, too, and so far I'm, like, a season in.
I only remember, like, the guy with the mask.
Yeah, that hasn't come up yet.
Oh, God. And they make a reference of it in The Simpsons, too.
I'm sure they do.
Like everything.
It's pretty, I don't know. It's kind of corny.
Yeah. Who's the actor in it?
The main guy, like the FBI agent.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is. I can't remember. It's Charlotte's husband from Sex and the City.
Oh, he was in Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I would like that. Yeah, he plays Trey in Sex and the City.
Yeah, and he's Paul in Dune.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, we're recording now.
Are we really?
I mean, we have been for the last, like, few minutes. Fuck!
What?
Cut it all. So, are we doing a proper intro?
Like, yeah, go for it.
My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. And like we said in the intro, we are going to dabble in possession movies.
As in, Chelsea's only going to pick possession movies.
And other types of genre horror movies.
It's just horror in general.
Yeah. Oh, well, because... Don't you break up horror? Like, there's slasher movies, there's possession movies, there's clown movies. I don't know. I feel like that they're, like,
I think slasher just covers it all.
Okay.
I think we talked about that in, like, our intro, that it was going to be...
A variety.
All scaries.
Variety.
Okay. Okay.
So, on tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about Paranormal Activity. Now, this movie... terrifies me even to this day, and it enrages me on a level of rage I haven't experienced in quite some time. So we'll just it was directed by Oren Peli. Again, names.
Was it Pelay?
Pelay, maybe.
Okay, sorry.
I don't know. Cast, there are only two main cast members, and they go by their actual actor names. So.
By their, like, real life names?
By their real life names.
They go by their actor names. Their actor names. Whatever they were called in the film, that's they changed their names to that.
No, stop. You know what I'm trying to say. Their names in the film are their real names.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Katie Featherston and Mika Sloat.
I thought Katie Featherston was a made-up name.
I thought they both were.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I was like, Featherston. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I don't know, should we do, like, the fun facts?
I think just do them as we go along.
Okay.
Like, well, wherever they fit in.
Both of the actors in this film only got paid $500 a piece.
Did they make more, like, on royalties? They filed,
yeah.
Okay.
After it was bought by Paramount, because it started as, like, an independent film.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bought by Paramount, And when it started doing really good and the 50 sequels came out, they went back and got more money.
I'm probably, like, stealing this from you.
I don't care.
Isn't it one of the highest grossing
with how much
low budget films?
With how much it cost to make, it only cost $15,000 to make. They filmed it over the course of a week, and they only used like one camera to do it. Well, plus like the cameras
the house ones, yeah.
But in comparison to how much the franchise has made to how much the original cost, it's the highest grossing film.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I read that somewhere when I was just kind of looking up like B films and like low budget stuff. And
there was no script. Like they just had like an outline of their characters and who they were.
But that kind of makes it better because it makes it more believable.
Yeah. They followed the director wanted to kind of follow the Blair Witch style. Because Blair Witch, there wasn't a script or anything. They were just given like, you're in the woods.
And go.
And go. You're lost.
You're lost, and your nose is running, and it's nighttime.
And you're scared. Go. So, yeah, this movie pissed me off.
And I know.
Just, okay, so it starts off. I'm not going to go into, like, what happened too much when Katie was a kid, because that's in the third movie. So Katie and Mika are dating, and they've been dating for 3 years. They live together in a house in San Diego.
Yeah, it's San Diego.
Yeah. And Katie, since she was really little, has had this thing following her around, and it would make its appearance every once in a while. It would be like a dark shadow at the end of her bed. Right. Quit saying movie. Got it.
Well, I didn't expect you to read it. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
It's there. I read it.
What if I said wrote something totally obnoxious?
I don't know. I probably would have read it anyway. I'm just been like, well.
All right.
So she's had this thing following her, and she has a sister and hasn't followed the sister, whatever. And Mika had no idea of this when they got together. I mean, I don't think it's something that you would just, like, bring up.
On your first date, hey, I've been haunted by this spirit since I was 8.
Yeah, and shit's been going on, just, like, weird little stuff has been going on. So Mika thinks it's a real great idea to put up video cameras throughout the house.
What had happened before? Was it just, like, little stuff?
It was
like
just little stuff.
Creaking floors?
Yeah.
And then she tells him about it?
I think so.
And then he's like, oh, we're going to catch it on film. Let's put cameras everywhere.
Because before that, he thinks it's like neighborhood kids fucking around.
Okay.
Yeah, like he isn't taking it serious. I mean, he never fucking takes it serious the entire stupid movie.
No. I think you have picked films that have real winners in them. That are like, demons are fake.
I know, but I feel like with anything that deals with possession, like, you're going to have that. Like, you're going to have the people that are like, no, it's all stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So Mika sets up video cameras, and then they get a ghostologist. I don't know how else to... what's the guy's...
I didn't... Write that down.
Okay. So from the university, Katie gets a guy that studies ghosts.
He's like a psychic.
He's like a paranormal expert or something. So he comes in and kind of like does an interview with Katie, would call it, on what's been going on and all these things. And he immediately is like, oh, it's probably not a ghost. If it's been following you around since you've been really little and it's malevolent, like doing weird stuff, you probably have a demon. Here's this guy. Call this guy. Katie is all about it. Katie wants to call the demonologist and get everything situated. And Mika's like, no, we're going to take care of this shit on our own.
Well, he doesn't get that intense right away. He's like, just give it some more time. Just give it some more time.
He thinks all the shit is super cool, like keys moving into the center of the floor.
That's the first night. I wrote down.
Oh, did you go nightly?
I went night by night. So the first like spooky thing that happens at night is Katie gets up in the morning and her car keys are in the middle of the kitchen floor. So like,
just little stuff.
It's little annoyances. Yeah, that happens in my house daily because I have 5 cats.
I know. Like, if you have animals, it probably happens all the time.
Or the yarn thing in my house.
Can you imagine, like, a demon or ghost?
It's just probably a demon or my cat. So, for those of you that don't know, I have this cat, Jack. He is scared of everything. He just hides in the upstairs of the house. If he hears a noise, he immediately runs away. Well, at night, he brings down balls of yarn and he leaves them all over the house. And if there's only accessible yarn in our basement, he'll take the balls of yarn from the basement and bring them upstairs and leave them all over.
Yeah.
So every day I'm picking up like 20 balls of yarn.
Oberon steals jewelry. When, well, at the house we grew up in, you know, we had that hole in the floor above the stove or
the vent.
Well, the vent that, like, the cats would come down.
Oh, yeah. Like, that used to just be a floor vent. And then Dad turned it into, like, a little kitty hatch.
A little kitty hatch to go upstairs. Well, one night I was sitting on the couch reading or crocheting or something. And Oberon, my cat, just had a mouthful of jewelry from one of my jewelry boxes. And he was just, like, tromping down the steps, like, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, so keys in the middle of the floor in either of our houses wouldn't be any big deal.
No, not at all.
But it's that night that the psychic comes over.
Okay. And all of these things just instigate the demon.
Well, the psychic kind of like scares her too. Like, don't try to make contact with it. Don't da-da-da. Yeah. It's a demon, not a ghost. And Mike is just like, sweet. Cool. I can't wait. Like,
yeah, he is super excited. And I don't know if he's ever watched
anything scary
in his entire life. Because if you had, you would know, like, not to fuck around with this. Like, I don't understand his mentality in this. Like, he's some, like, big bro that just wants to.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I kind of wondered how they lived in such an expensive house.
He's a day trader, a student.
Okay.
An English student, because she wants to be an English teacher.
I wrote that down, like, right off the bat. I'm like, how do they
because,
afford this?
Yeah, you don't know right away what they do. And she drives up in, like, a fancy car. And it's this beautiful, like, duplex in San Diego, like, downtown San Diego.
What?
Yeah.
It's not, like, in downtown. It's, like, in the suburbs. Is it? Because they have a pool.
Oh,
shit. You're like setting the stage.
Duplex
in downtown San Diego.
But still.
It's a really nice house and I didn't know how they could afford it.
Yeah.
I don't know what day traders do.
I was like chuckling, like, she makes jewelry and he's a ant farmer. I don't know.
He grows potatoes.
He grows potatoes. One of those stupid tiny house people.
What? We never did.
Not that they're stupid, but I mean,
the show, they kind of set it up.
What?
On Tiny House, the Tiny House shows.
Oh.
We didn't do any announcements at the beginning of this one.
Were we supposed to?
I had an announcement and I forgot it.
What was the announcement?
It's that the machine in the Crazies is a combine.
Oh! Well, there you have it, folks.
And a thresher is something totally different. It's like for like taking corn off the cobs.
Oh. I know what they look like. Don't they have like the spikes or whatever on the front?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
You didn't go that far.
I didn't go that far.
Well, that was our announcement. That's all right. There are two people that listen to this anyway.
Okay. So the third night, they're in bed. Because at this point, he'd set up a camera in the bedroom.
Ugh.
And made a bunch of stupid jokes about it.
Yeah, as you do.
So the door, like, slowly, like, closes, like, a foot and then opens back up again.
Yeah, and not just, like, wind-blowing door. Like,
no, because nothing else in the room's moving. They have, like, plants or something.
Yeah.
Like, you can't see anything.
It looks like somebody is just, like, moving the door open.
Yeah.
It's creepy. I like that you did it by night. That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah, and then the next morning, she's, like, screaming her head off because there's a spider in the bathroom. And he gets kind of mad. Like, it's just a spider.
Yeah.
And...
did you look up what kind of spider it was?
No. Did you?
I didn't, but it would have been cool.
And it's... duh, they used a stunt spider. And then I like how through the whole thing, too, he's like, I'm researching it. We'll figure this out.
We'll figure this out together.
So a demonologist and a psychic that came over don't know what they're talking about.
The demonologist never comes over.
Well, yeah, he never comes over, but she wanted to call him.
She wanted to call him the next day.
So instead of calling the expert, he decides that he's just going to read about demons.
And figure it out.
And figure it out.
He's so dumb. I can't stand him. I don't like the way he talks to her. Like, she's stupid.
Ugh. So then the fifth night, there was just a loud noise.
Yeah. It was like a bang or something.
Yeah. And I mean, it really just goes kind of night by night. There's like little clips of daytime stuff.
It spans about 20 nights.
I can tell you.
From September 8th?
21.
Okay. Ugh. That 21st night's a hoot.
Well, it's not... oh, I guess it is. Because there's, like, gaps.
Yeah.
Like, on the third night, the door opens and closes, and, like, nothing really happens. Yeah. Then the fifth night, there's a loud noise. And that's when...
Doesn't she get up and stare at him?
Or
is that on, like, the 10th night?
That's the 15th night.
That's the 15th night. Ooh.
Yeah, skipping so... ahead. Then, so she has a nightmare. She just wakes up from a nightmare, freaking out. There's a loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, he's listening to a recording and hears voices on it. He hears a voice.
Which, I wrote something down about this. It's not a language he recognizes. That's so weird.
So he knows all the languages?
It's not Latin. It's not Spanish. It's not German.
Does and he I'm say like, that?
How do you know? He definitely says it's not Latin or Spanish in the movie.
Because he's stupid.
And I'm like, are you fluent in all of these languages?
Yes, he
like,
speaks how do 35 you... languages.
Oh, God. It's not any language I recognize. No shit. Day trader.
I don't know what a day trader does.
I don't... it's something with the stocks. Mike. trades on the stock market. Boom.
So that's when he goes out and gets a Ouija board, even though...
I thought that was later.
Because
Mika talks to the ghost guy and is like, well, let's just get an Ouija board and try to communicate with it. And the ghost guy is like, no, that's a terrible idea. You don't want to do anything.
Oh, does he ask, like, do you want to communicate with me?
Oh.
Like, that might have been it.
Because he does, yeah. So he does the EFP or the
EMP.
It's not EMP.
Oh, yes.
That's electromagnetic pulse.
Not
as
that.
I learned on The Matrix.
What that meant. This whole episode is just going to be me laughing. I'm sorry.
It's good. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Mika's a dick.
I think I actually wrote that down.
So he goes through and does, like, the ghost testing. It's E something P. And he's like, where did you come from? Nothing. Is there anyone else with you? Nothing. And then he's like, do you want me to get an Ouija board? And then there's, like, a slight growl in the thing.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, cool. I'll go out and get a Ouija board. Sorry.
That's
so.
Okay. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I was looking up what that ghost device is.
Yeah.
I don't know how to look it up.
Ghost talk to device.
Ghost communication device. You can keep talking.
Okay. So Katie obviously thinks that this is a terrible idea. Her friend comes over. I want to say her friend's name is Sharon. We'll just go with Sharon. Sharon and her are talking, and Sharon's like, come stay with me. And Mika's like, no, she's not staying with you.
It's an EMF.
Oh.
Or EVP.
EVP.
Okay.
Okay, cool. And so Sharon's super concerned, as you would be. Like, if my friend was telling me all this stuff, I'd be like, yeah.
Get the fuck out of there. But she can't leave because the demon's, like, attached to
her. Yeah, and that's what she tells Sharon.
But if she would have left, the demon wouldn't be getting harassed by the stupid guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe it would have, like, toned down again.
Yeah.
And not blown up.
And a lot of weird stuff happens. Like, the chandelier is shaking.
Yeah. Well, on night 13, they hear a thump. It wakes her up. And then there's, like, huge, like, demon scream from downstairs.
Yeah.
Like, that crazy scream. And then, like, a slamming noise. The light was swinging. And then, of course, the boyfriend is like, I want to document it. I want to document it. And she's like, put the fucking camera down. She's telling them all the time that it's just making it worse. So what does he do? Yeah.
He just doesn't listen to what she wants. He thinks he is still to the point where this is just all cool. Like, oh, it's so cool. Like, I'm going to figure it out.
And then that's when he gets the Ouija board.
Okay. It's a Ouija board and then baking powder, baby powder, right?
Hold on. I think that is coming up.
Okay. He gets an Ouija board and they're like going out for the night. And Mika's like, oh, babe, I picked this up. We can try and talk to it. Katie flips out.
Loses her shit.
Rightfully so. Says she wants the cameras down. She's done. Like, you're an asshole. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's because she told him
not to.
She told him that she didn't want him buying a Ouija board. So then he borrowed one from someone.
He borrowed one from someone.
And that's, like, his, like, stupid idiot loophole.
He does a lot of loopholes. Like, I can't think of anyone else.
That's, like, the big one.
Yeah. But she is constantly telling him, take the cameras down. Like, this is it. This is 100% it. If it gets any worse, we're taking everything down. And
it progressively gets worse and he doesn't care.
Right. So they leave and you see the, I don't know what the piece is called on the Ouija board that moves.
I should know.
Whatever. It's moving like crazy and then it lights on fire. They leave. Are you researching pieces to an Ouija board? And so they come back and Mika looks at the board and is like, holy shit, there's something on here. We need to figure this out. Katie says pretty much, fuck you, I'm going to bed. Yeah.
Yeah, because they get in a fight about it.
As you would. And so at this point,
is when he does the baby powder thing.
Okay.
So, oh, and then he gets all, he's like, he says, this is my house. You're my girlfriend. I'm going to take care of it.
How are you going to take care of a demon?
I don't know.
Because
he thinks he knows everything.
Ugh. Makes me sick to my stomach. When I was done watching this, I came downstairs and told Mike, please believe me and please do what I tell you.
It's called a planchet.
A planchet?
Mm-hmm. And it's French for little plank.
That's so weird. The more you know.
Now you know. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I just told Mike, I was like, please don't ever do that to me if I'm being demon possessed.
Well, he also, this is like, I wrote this down because Emma was watching it with us and she like super frowned when he says, you're too cute to be talking. And we both looked at each other like,
I didn't catch that. He's.
Okay, so they put the baby powder down. Once again, she's like, this is the last thing we're doing. If you get something from this, like, that's it.
And they do.
Yeah. So
absolutely they do.
They hear something, noises, turn the light on, and there's footsteps going into the room, but none going out.
And then they follow the footsteps, and is this where they find the picture?
Yeah, so they immediately run out of the bedroom, because obviously if there's footsteps going in, that means the demon's in there, and there's none going out. Well, then they run, because the whole time, like, while they're filming, they use the closet light to, like, light the hallway, so that it picks it up on the camera. So they, like, run to where the light is. Well, then in the top of the closet is the hatch to the attic, and it's open.
And he's like, I'm not going up there. And then he goes up there.
And then he goes up there.
Cool.
That part was so suspenseful when he's, like, I was waiting
for something to just, like, come out.
I was waiting to see something move.
Yeah. Which like, obviously... like a raccoon. Everything is caused by a raccoon.
The whole thing. It wasn't demon footprints. It was little baby raccoon footprints. It's a very impressive demon.
It's a very impressive.
Yeah, so he goes up in the attic. He sees something like way back in the corner. And it's a picture and it's burnt around the edges. And it's her as a kid.
Yeah, which she goes into detail. Well, not into detail, but she says that her house burned down.
Yeah.
And they never found out how her house burned down. And it's...
but they lost everything.
They lost every shred of everything. And if you're interested in finding out what happens, Paranormal Activity 3 is the movie that you will want to watch. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Because Paranormal 2 is just...
Paranormal Activity 2 goes almost in sync with this one, but it's at her sister's house.
Okay. And then the third one is her and her sister's kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the one that Emma thought we were going to watch.
I have it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We just do all of them.
Yeah. It's a good one.
He's a huge dick.
Yeah, she freaks out when she sees the picture and is like, no, we're done, because why not try
Why not say it 500 times and just have him not listen and do whatever he wants?
Yeah. I would have broken up with him by this point.
I would have thrown that camera out the window. I would have thrown it into the pool.
In one of the...
In one of the other ones?
In one of the alternate endings, she, like, beats him to death with the camera. But it was too brutal, and the director didn't want to do, like, that type of horror.
I would have liked to see that.
I would have loved to have seen it. But, yeah, it was supposed to be from, like, the camera angle, like, just beating the shit out of him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you would have seen her beating him.
But
you wouldn't have seen, like, him. Gross.
They had, like, a billion alternate endings.
That's too. What I heard, but I watched it. We just rented it on Amazon or something, so I didn't have that option. We just watched. I'm assuming it's like the theatrical.
The body being thrown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the theatrical cut. Yes. There is one scene where she gets up and like stares at him and then walks downstairs and sits outside like all morning.
Did I miss that?
Just, that's towards the end when she's almost fully exercised.
Oh, no, that's night 15.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was, okay, so night 15, sleepwalking. We jumped ahead because of the baby powder thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that was,
That was later on. I want to say that was like night 18. Or 19. I'm just guessing.
That, I didn't write the number down. I must not have gotten that day. Anyway, okay. It was 15. She sleepwalks. She stands next to the bed and stares at him for 2.5 hours.
As you do.
As you do.
As you do. I'm one of...
That's probably one of the scariest parts for me.
Yeah, I don't like that because sleep paralysis is a thing and you wake up and you see something like standing over you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So she stands there for 2.5 hours and then she goes and sits on the porch swing and he wakes up and comes down there and she's like totally out of it.
Yeah, she doesn't remember any of it.
Yeah, well, she doesn't remember any of it the next day, but... he comes down and he's like, hey, come on up to bed, or, you know, let me get a blanket or I'll sit out here with you, which is one of the nice things that he said.
But he bitches about it the entire time he's going back in the house.
True. But she's, like, fucked up.
She's getting progressively worse.
It's like she's drunk or high or something, because mm-hmm. he's trying to talk to her and she's super out of it.
She's like, no, I don't want to go in the house.
I would be really concerned.
Yeah, I would have taken her to the hospital or something, but at this point.
And then there's a loud noise upstairs. When he comes back in, mm-hmm. the TV's on. And then she just comes back to bed.
Well, she is, like, right there.
Yeah.
Like, he turns around and is like, fuck this. This is so bullshit. And then she's, like, right there. And that's when she comes out of it and she's like, what? What am I doing?
Yeah. And then he's all stupid about it.
Yeah.
So then the baby powder thing is the next thing that happens. And then on the 18th night, there's footsteps up the stairs, which was freaking scary.
That was super scary. Yeah.
And then, because you hear, like, I mean, just imagine being in the upstairs of your house and hearing, like, someone running up the steps and then nothing.
And then the door slams.
The doors all slam.
Yeah.
That door slams, and then there's all sorts of banging, and the door slams behind them when they're in the hall. And then downstairs, there's, like, a weird howling noise.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like wind, kind of.
What I imagine a Wendigo sounds like.
Well, it's like wind in a cave.
Yeah.
Sound. And then the next day is when she's trying to sleep downstairs. They're both a wreck at this point. And they hear, like, another loud noise. And it's a frame breaking.
Yeah, and he's trying, well, it might be, we'll talk about the frame first. So they go upstairs, and the picture frame of them. The two of them is broken, and only his face is scratched.
Yeah, I wonder what that means.
And then he says, why is only my face scratched?
What
do you think?
You're taunting a demon.
And he does say, like, right in the beginning, oh, is this all you got? A little door swing. Like, that happens on the first night when the door mm-hmm. swings. And he's just like some fucking demon. And he's just...
horrible. He's just horrible.
Yeah.
So that happens and you can't figure out why his face is scratched and not hers.
Mm-hmm. And then I think at one point he's laying in bed with her, like, with a demon book. And he's like, man, I really hope it's a demon. Like, he says something stupid like that.
That's kind of towards the beginning, I think.
It's way towards the beginning. Yeah. Like, we're backtracking.
I hope it's a demon, because it's, like, rare to document, I guess. So he thinks he's, like, hot shit for catching all this on camera. But, like,
if you know anything about demons, I'm a professional. They attach themselves to vulnerable people.
Yeah, so the more they're arguing and, like, the more drama they're having in their life and not getting enough sleep, and that's just, like, the demon's like, heck yeah.
I'm going to dive right in.
And he does.
Yeah.
That when they're in the hallway, too, is the... when the demon's breathing on her neck.
Ugh. That scene.
That's the scariest part.
Very scary, because they're standing there, like, looking at the picture, and she's like, it's right here. And there's, like, wind, like, blowing through her hair.
Yeah, her hair, like, blows up. She's like, it's right here. I can feel it breathing on me.
I have goosebumps.
And then her hair, fluffs up, and she just looks terrified.
It was, both of them did a really good job.
Oh, yeah, acting. For sure.
Yeah. And then I think this is where she goes into almost, like, comatose. Like.
See, I wrote it down night by night for a reason.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue with your, with your nightly journals.
Mike's right. Whoever picks it doesn't research it as much as the other person.
Yeah. Cause I do a really good job documenting the things from your picks.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to be like, oh my God, this part and this part and this part.
I pay more attention.
Yeah. Because I've seen this a dozen times So I'm like, oh my God, this part. And I'm like, scatterbrained.
I forgot that the kids were upstairs and I just heard like thumping. Can you hear that?
Yeah, the kids are upstairs.
I'm like,
oh. Hayden also talks in his sleep quite frequently. So Mike and I will be laying in bed and it'll be like 1 o'clock in the morning or something or midnight. Like I make 1 o'clock.
I was going to say
11. And he'll just be like having full blown conversation
with demons.
Probably demons. He does get like real bad sleep paralysis. Him and Sienna both. And he has said to that, like the chair to his computer, he won't have it facing him because he says he's seen stuff in his chair.
Like, we're getting sidetracked.
We are. But
I think that's a common nightmare to have, though, to like think someone's in your room.
To wake up and
that's a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
I think anyway. But I have nightmares all the time.
And Sienna has talked about like our old house, saying that she got sleep paralysis really bad there and she hasn't had it since we moved. And I'm like, ooh.
It's probably ghosts.
It's probably ghosts. I'm glad it's ghosts and
not demons.
And not a demon.
So this is when, so the frame breaks, all that, and then that's when they call back the doctor.
Finally.
Well, they try to get a hold of the demonologist, and he's out of town.
Oh, yeah, the ghost guy. The psychic.
Yeah. So then, well, he's like a doctor in something.
I can't remember what.
Because they call him a doctor.
What he has his degree in.
Yeah. He comes back, and he's there for like 10 seconds, and he's like,
fuck that.
I'm just going to make it worse by being here. Bye.
Yeah. And then that enrages Mika more. Like, this bullshit. Like, they can't even help us.
Well.
And I'm like, dude, you did this.
You did this to yourself.
And your poor girlfriend. Poor Katie.
So then that gets us to night 19. Where she's laying in bed and the blankets, like, fluff up.
Yeah. I think that was the taking of Katie Featherston.
Because
she wakes up the next day with, like, a bite on her.
There's something about them fighting, too. Oh, there's, like, a shadow on the door that night.
Yeah.
It's the next night that I think the bite happens.
Okay.
Yeah, because night 20, that's the night that her foot is uncovered, and you kind of see her foot like
lift up. Oh, and she's dragged out.
Yes. And she gets dragged out of bed and like hits the ground hard, and that wakes up her boyfriend.
Does she get dragged out of the room?
Yeah, because she starts screaming, and that wakes him up.
I thought that was the last scene.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Oh,
Ooh.
Sort of, because that's, we only make it to night 21.
Okay.
Night 21 is the end.
Ugh.
So on night 20 is when she gets dragged out of bed and her boyfriend chases her down the hall. And then so she has like the demon bite on the side of her.
Yo, demons.
And he says, I've been reading.
Of course you have, Mika.
I've been reading about demons.
You are an expert. Man, he's so annoying. Fuck this guy. Throws table.
You're going to throw this table? Muscles? It really frustrates me. Emma was saying that he reminds her of the guy that is like, well, I took you out to dinner. Well, I did this for you. I did that for you.
I did all of these things for you, and you still got a demon in you.
Yeah, like that's his like attitude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not going to go out on a date with me when I brought you McDonald's? Like
he is too. He's that guy.
That's 100% that guy.
And Katie is so sweet. Like I'm sure she has her downsides too, but like the demon following
her
house to house.
Ooh, what is that face you just
so
made?
So scary.
I'm kind of glad that it's laid out like this because, well, the way that we're picking, because we kind of got it screwed up because we didn't watch the one that I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing two, and then I'm doing the next two. Right?
No. I thought I was doing this one, and then you were doing the next two, and then one, and then I was doing one.
Because you did Crazies, mm-hmm. and then we're doing this one.
Yeah.
Which is your pick.
Yep.
So then I'm doing two.
Yep.
The whole, what I'm getting at is, I kind of pick cheesy 80s horror, and you pick ones that are actually scary.
That are actually scary.
So when you do two in a row, I feel like I need a break.
Right. I can't remember what were the other two. Yeah. I'm thinking about the next ones that I have in mind. And
yeah.
They're scary.
Well, down the line too, because you had one picked that'll like, well, we'll record it closer and it'll come out close to your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try to find one that I know you like so that it's not just my
birthday.
Yeah. It's a birthday movie for you. So we're going to do like two more really scary ones in a row.
I'm sorry.
I need the cheese in between.
Well, yeah. And this is like way off, but I like 80s slashers.
Mm-hmm.
I love Prom Night and Sleepaway Camp was a hoot and stuff, but the movies that really get me are the supernatural ones, and they're the scariest in my opinion.
Okay, so back to Idiot.
Yeah.
Taunting demons.
So she's laying in bed then at this point. And
no, she's laying on the floor.
Okay.
She's like leaning up against the wall, I think, in their living room.
Yeah.
And she's got a cross in her hand.
And she at this point just wants to leave the house.
Yeah, that was a conversation. Like, get away.
And so they're like packing up their stuff. They're getting ready to go. Or at least Mika is packing up like a night bag to go to a hotel.
And she's totally out of it at this point.
Yeah. He comes back and I think now she's laying in bed. Because I remember her wrapped up in yellow sheets, and that's the sheets that they have.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. And he's like, okay, like the car is ready. Let's go. And she's like, no, I want to stay. I want to stay here.
That was...
I keep going, like, right to the end.
Yes.
And I know that there's other...
I can't... Chaser...
Yeah.
Before that... Okay, no, it's right before that. So she's sitting on the floor. He's getting ready to go. And she's holding something. And he's like, oh, what do you have in your hand? And he opens her hand because she's holding a cross so hard that her hand is bloody.
Mm, okay.
So there's kind of like this weird scene, and I think it's when she gets like full on possessed. Because she's sitting there. She wants to leave. She's been trying to get out of the house. He pries the cross out of her hand. And there's kind of like this moment where, like, if you watch her hand, it kind of like slowly drops to the side. And I think that is when she's like full on possessed, because then he's like, okay, car's ready to go. And that's when she'd gotten back in bed, and she's like, I don't want to go. I'm happy here.
Creepy smile.
And she does got a weird voice, and she looks directly at the camera and smiles when she says
and
that.
And then she like snuggles in more.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, I love this new body. It's so cozy.
So then it's that night.
Night. She like she Jedi's the blankets off of him because she's standing next to the bed staring at him, and he's covered up with blankets, and then all of a sudden the blanket like pulls to the side so that the blankets are off of him. Yeah.
That made Sienna jump. Like when Sienna and I were watching it, she's like, oh.
Really?
Well, she had seen it a couple times before, like all of the Paranormal Activity movies. But she jumped a couple times in this, and I was like, yes.
So then, was it her screaming?
She walks downstairs.
She walks downstairs, and then there's insane hysterical screaming.
Her screaming and what I imagine, like, the demon
scream. Yeah, it's not a human scream.
They're in a tussle. They're in a demon-human tussle. Or it was just to lure him downstairs so he could die a horrible death.
I don't know.
Could be that.
Well, he goes downstairs, and there's, like, more screaming.
And he's like, what the fuck? And, like, Katie, Katie.
I kind of wonder what's happening. Is she, like, climbing on the walls
or like
other scary shit I've seen.
And
is that, she like contorting weird?
That makes it worse.
When you don't, because then it's your imagination.
No.
That does make it way worse.
It makes it so much worse. And that's why I really like this, because you don't see a ton of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, that's true. And it's filmed so, like...
Again, it's like Blair Witch, and I'm a huge fan of found footage. I love it so much. But I love it when you don't see a lot of stuff.
I like found footage too, but sometimes it makes me throw up.
Blair Witch. Makes you nauseous.
I can't make it through Blair Witch. Well, I have made it, and I've thrown up.
That was the first time you saw it, though, wasn't it?
Like, I saw it in the theater, and I threw up.
Yeah.
And then I tried again on, like, DVD or something. Mm-hmm. And I made it halfway, and I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
And then I watched it at NMU when it was, like, their dollar movie night or whatever it was.
That was fun.
But it's still a big screen.
Yeah.
And me and a friend of mine stopped and got, like, all this candy first and, like, snuck in all this candy with us. So we're sitting there, and I can't remember what I had to drink. I don't think it was, like, alcohol. I think... We just ate a shit ton of candy.
We would sneak in so much booze to those dollar ones.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew and tequila.
Maybe it was something like that. Mm-hmm. But I remember being like all loaded up on sugar. And I made it to like the last 10 minutes. And I had to run outside, puked up like 10 tons of candy. And then I came back in just to see the end. But the found footage, though, I just try to focus on it too much or something, and it makes it gives me motion sickness.
Not the next one that I picked, but the one after is found footage too.
Which one? The one we just talked about today?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's more like this where it's like steady. It's not people running with a camera. Like,
yeah.
Another one that made me sick was Cloverfield.
Yeah.
That was too much.
I liked that one, but I didn't like when you saw the monster. I thought that was a no-go for me.
But that one, there's lots of running.
Yeah.
And it's more of like a handheld video camera, where in this, it's more of like a setup to stay steady.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's
Scream, Tussle,
Scream Demon, and Tussles.
Katie, oh my god, silence. And then Katie... like shows up in the frame and just hucks. Is that a word?
Hucks?
Yeah.
Chucks?
Chunk.
She chunks him?
She chunks him. She chucks him to the camera, falls down, she's covered in blood, walks over, sniffs him.
That is weird.
Yeah. Stares at the camera and then like leaps at the camera to stop it.
And then isn't there a little bit after that where it's like she was never found?
Yeah. Katie is still at large, because they made it, I mean, it was just like Blair Witch, where they took no name actors, they did all of that stuff, and like, oh, thank you to the families of,
but that's like a stretch, I think, for found footage. Right. Like, Blair Witch was kind of, did this really happen? Not that they would ever...
Well, they really put a lot of effort into Blair Witch making... We should just do Blair Witch. We've talked about it. Like, fucking
hell. I don't want to throw up.
I don't want... No, thank you. But with that one, they really went into detail. They had missing persons. They had interviews with townsfolk.
Yeah.
They had a website dedicated. Like, it was a big thing.
Okay. All right.
This one, they didn't do, it was submitted to Sundance, but Sundance rejected it.
Really? Why?
I don't know. The people at Sundance didn't like it when it was originally filmed.
Well, whatever.
They missed out on loads of money. Do they make money? Sundance Film Festival?
I think if they have a film that's shown there and then it like makes it big,
maybe they get
then
some
it's
of it.
Kind of, I think it's maybe the advertising.
Okay.
Like, oh, this was first
show Sundance.
Yes, this was first shown at Sundance. I don't know though. I could be totally fucking wrong.
I don't know either. So
sometimes when we're doing this I feel really smart.
I feel so smart. I mean, whatever. People.
Yeah. Who cares? And in the beginning, too, like the opening scene is like a little thing that's like, this was released by the San Diego Police Department and these people's families.
It was almost in hopes to find Katie or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that was the thing.
That was the idea behind it?
Yeah. Maybe not. There were, okay, so a couple of the endings here. Do I have them? What?
Thrown at camera by her. She attacks. Yikes.
Yikes. That face.
Oof. Well, when she smells him.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Oh, she keeps... this was another... Sorry, I interrupted.
That's okay.
This is one of my side notes, too. It's like night 15. And, you know, she's, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I'm miserable. Blah, blah, blah. I said, this is what happens when you wear a bra to bed.
Yeah.
Did you notice that she wore like the same bra and tank top every night and day?
I mean, I wear the same. Well, I don't wear PJs to bed. But before bed...
Your lounging attire.
My lounging attire is the same, like, every night.
Yeah. But, like, the fact that she's wearing a
bra. That she's wearing, like, a full-on bra. Mm-hmm.
I would just be miserable.
No.
I'm miserable just in daily life wearing a bra. That's me. Let alone sleeping in one.
Let alone sleeping in one.
I'd rather sleep in with my contacts in.
Oh, that's the worst.
I'd rather sleep with socks on.
I cannot do it. I can't sleep with socks.
I'd rather fall asleep with my glasses on. And they get all crushed into the side of your head. Okay.
Okay. Continue. Anyway, there were lots and lots of alternate endings to this movie. But I'm only going to talk about the original ending where Katie is killed by police entering the house.
Does he like call the police or do they just...
No, he's dead. He's full on dead. But her friend comes into the house looking for her and she sees Mika on the floor and like runs out and calls the police. Police show up. A tussle ensues and she's shot by police.
Okay.
But then that wouldn't make sense for the second one for that ending. Okay. People that have seen that.
Well, it probably got like gigantic and then they're like, ooh, yeah. Good thing we didn't use that ending.
Studio ending is when Katie kills Mika and she slits her throat on camera. And like you
Ew.
See it. Yeah, that scene in High Tension every time I think of throat slitting.
I know, me too. Ooh.
And then the unfilmed, because it was too brutal, was the camera beating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There, like I said, there were a couple others, but...
I mean, when it's just two actors and with such a low budget, they could have done all sorts of different endings just for the hell of it.
And they filmed it in a week.
Yeah.
So.
That kind of makes sense, though, because the whole course of the film is only, like, it's less than a month.
Yeah. And the director, like, Mika set up all of the... cameras and stuff, and he actually had a degree in production or something.
Okay.
So the director had to tell Mika to like dumb it down for the film.
Oh, to make it look more casual. Amateur. Mm-hmm. Amateur. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. I thought something weird would happen with the pool.
Yeah.
But nothing did.
Nothing did. I know. I was kind of waiting for that too, but...
And I haven't said Mika very much because reading it, I read Micah.
That's...
And I didn't want to fuck it up.
It's not a mineral.
Micah. I thought it... I read it as Micah, not Mika.
Yeah. That's... Yeah. I get it.
So I'm like writing and I knew because that's how it was spelled in the mm-hmm. beginning. And then when she'd say Mika, like...
Yeah.
Mika! Yeah.
It's weird. But there are, I don't know, like a dozen sequels to this. I want to
say. A dozen.
Not a dozen.
A lot.
But at least four or five.
Yeah.
I think the Marked Ones was probably the most recent one.
I don't know.
And that was a few years ago. But the second and third one, really good. I suggest watching those because you kind of get an insight into Katie's previous life and previous life. Well, yeah.
Yeah, life.
Like childhood and stuff, which still, I will say this about it. asshole guy in the two sequels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're both like, I don't believe it, blah, blah, blah. Let's put cameras up.
What's the one where they have the video game, like, console that does, like, a 3D? So it's a ball, and it has, like, a ton of little lights. It's like a dancing game.
I don't know.
Like, all the little lights, like, pick up your image to do, like, a 3D. And it picks up the demon.
It makes me think of White Noise, but it's not that one.
No, I'm sure it's one of the paranormals.
Okay.
Probably. But that scared the shit out of me. Mm. Because they turn on, like, the little light on the console turns on, so it makes, like, 10,000 little lit-up dots.
It might be the fourth one.
Maybe. And so you can see people walking by because the dots, you know? And other shit is moving around in the dots that's not actually
there. It might be the fourth one.
I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah.
So obviously you'd recommend this.
I would recommend this movie, but be warned that it will make you angry because some of the stuff that Mika says is fucking stupid and you just want to punch him. But yes, I would recommend it.
She just needed to be more aggressive with him and be like, no, we're not doing any of this, and thrown his camera in the pool.
Fuck your cameras.
Yeah.
And thrown him in the pool. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I'm older now and meaner.
Fuck your shit. I'm not putting up with it. But yeah, I would recommend. So.
Okay.
Cool.
We're wrapping it up?
I think we're wrapping it up. And like we said in the last one, we're not talking about the next movies that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
We'll just put them on our Instagram.
Oh, just do it and get it over with.
Slasher movie review. All one word. All lowercase.
You know that if
follow us.
You just type in slasher movie review however you want.
We'll be the only ones probably because I think there might only be like two other ones.
I think we're the only one.
Cool. But yeah, we'll be announcing the next ones that we'll be doing on there.
Yeah, so thanks for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
I think you just made the weirdest face.
The five people that regularly listen
it's
to
us. It's more than five people.
Okay.
I think.
Who knows? But anywho.
All right. Well, I guess we're all set. So we will talk to you next time.
Next time.
I don't know what I'm doing. All right. Bye.